Welcome, everyone, to the blessings of Christ on this amazing day of June the 4th. My goodness, time just rolls on, and I'm still recuperating from my hand, so I am relying on the joint efforts of our wonderful blessing team members. Jenny Norris is here running the board, and she is just terrific, and I got lots of feedback from people who said that the blessing really had a power punch. So, and it does. It's really amazing how we expand it more. We increase the volume of the blessing by expanding the contact points more around the globe, around the country, among different communities of people. So thank you, blessing givers, for being here and helping us do that. And also for blessing givers who are thinking about wanting to be a blessing teacher, our webinar will start next weekend. It is a definite make. We are doing it for sure, and we still have room for you. So let me hear from you. If it's something that you feel called to do, it's wonderful, wonderful work. And the more blessing givers we have around the world, the more contact points we have for distributing the blessings of Christ, not just for ourselves, but for everyone around us, into our community, our family, our country, our world. And my goodness, do we need it. So I'm going to turn the board over to Jenny. And Jenny, you can welcome callers on. And anyone who wants to ask for a blessing or make a comment or make a question, Jenny will help you with that.
Well, I don't see any callers on.
Well, yeah. There are callers. Okay. Anyone wants to come on, just come on.
Press star 6 and then 1.
Yes.
If you would like to share a blessing that you've received, any stories about that, or any, if you have any blessing requests, we'd love to hear from you. Yeah, I also, while we're waiting here, I was thinking just before the call that it would be a great idea if you wanted to drink some water before the blessing.
They used to send her.
Oh, that's a good idea. Starting the Q&A session would probably help. Okay, so let's see. I think we lost Glenda there for a moment, but oh, there we are. We have some callers now. All right, let's take the first caller here from area code 903. 903, you're on.
Yes, this is Ben. My music is all over the world. And I'd like to, Glenda Green knows my music, and I'd like to really include that in the blessing today. It's in New Zealand, it's in England, Russia, all over the world, in various forms.
Oh, that's just lovely. Yes, let's include that in the blessing. Thank you, Ben. Okay, we have another caller. Wireless caller from area code 530. 530, you're on.
I haven't used myself.
There you go.
This is Denise in Lake Shastina near Mount Shasta. And
Denise?
Glenda, I had something I wanted to share with you. I had a broken wrist last year. At 62, it was not my easiest thing. I took a lot of ribbing and said that I got it skateboarding. But anyway, you know how we always find out what kind of lesson something is as it unfolds? Well, I had to do a lot of walking back and forth between the two houses where my family is because I couldn't drive. And one time I met this young man who had had some extraordinary experiences. He was living kind of a dark life, and he was involved with drugs, and someone was chasing him, and he jumped out of a second-story window and landed safely. And he said he felt like it was Jesus who protected him in this situation. And he got to leave the state where he was having the dark part of his life and come back and spend some time with his parents. And when I met him walking, he was saying, how do I tell people how wonderful Jesus is and why we should spend time with Jesus and in our faith? And just at that moment, I felt this incredible feeling come into my heart of exactly what to say. And I said to him, well, it depends how much time you have. If it's somebody that you work with every day, that's one thing. If you meet somebody in a bus station, you might have to say something faster. And I said, but I really think in a certain way, the very fastest way to show someone what our faith means is to just live it in our life and wait for them to get curious and say, wow, I like how your life is going. I'd like to live like that. What's your secret? And if we do that instead of pushing or comparing or, you know, various things, that we have a better chance to reach people from where they're coming from. And I knew that I would never have met that young man if I hadn't been walking between the two houses where I usually drive. So that was part of how I found out the unfolding blessing of my wrist being broken. And I hope a lot of those things are unfolding for you too.
That's so beautiful, Denise. I can relate to that as well.
I'm glad.
When we take the time and the opportunity to look at blessings with our heart and with our open eyes and our innocence, we really can see how big the blessings are. That's such a beautiful story. I'm so glad you shared. I got chills when you were talking about that, and it's such a good reminder too for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay. So next we have Mary, I believe. Mary, is that you?
Hi. Yes. Hi. Thank you. I just, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to just offer love and blessings, continuous for Glenda. And what a beautiful message, the last caller, I think Denise, what a beautiful message. I just love this community. I have been thinking today, and I think Glenda might even have addressed this last week, but today is the Feast of Pentecost. And I believe that's when Yeshua sent the Holy Spirit, which I think is a gift of such profound grace that I don't even know that I completely comprehend what that gift is, but I feel more and more embraced by that essence and that energy of the Spirit and the holiness of the Spirit each day. So I just wanted to give thanks and thank you, Jenny, for the really good job you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary.
Okay.
Yes, I've been talking with a couple of the blessing givers lately, and I also have been feeling the presence more of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, me too.
Especially on these calls, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amazing gift.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm guessing that we have now a call from Tony. Let me see here. Is that Tony?
Yes, hi. Thank you so much.
I'm getting to remember the names here from the numbers. How are you?
Very good, thank you. My wife Judy's here with me as well.
Oh, hi, Judy.
Really, really want to acknowledge the community because we feel so blessed by all of you and our connection here. Also, we've been asking for blessings for our friends Tiger and Laura, and they have been going through a really big healing process. Laura was diagnosed with very serious, severe, late-stage cancer just a few months ago, and their process has been such a massive healing. She's actually recovering. She's having this incredible healing that has come in such a synchronistic and beautiful way. They just came to visit us. We haven't seen them since all of this has manifested. So they literally just left. We told them, you know, that we've been including them in the calls, and they're probably going to either get on this call or they will listen to the recording. So we're including them again. But I also just want to acknowledge the power and presence of Yeshua in this process. I'm just amazed by that continually. This week, I was having an experience one evening, and I just suddenly started to feel the sequence of the blessings. And Yeshua was kind of just present and sharing something with me about, you know, kind of simplifying it for me. And I remember what Glenda had said that when we came to the blessings seminar, that Yeshua is really who is calling us and present with us in all of this. And he's teaching us. He's the one who's helping us to understand it. He's bringing the beauty and the clarity and the blessing of the whole experience. So I just want to acknowledge that, because what he came and showed me this week was something that made it even gentler, simpler, more graceful, and more joyful. So I'm so happy to be experiencing that and to do this here with everyone this week. I just want to acknowledge that. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. There's so much about being in our hearts, being joyful and simplicity with this, just distilling the essence of his love and our love, God's love. Mm. Thank you, Tony and Judy. Okay, next we have a caller, a wireless caller from area code 480, I believe.
Hi, this is Heather.
Hi, Heather. Welcome.
First time calling. Hi. So I'm just getting to understand what the community is about, and I'm very appreciative of the open forum like this. Thank you for hosting this.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I understand that you hurt your arm or your wrist, based on what I listened to last week, and I wish you speedy recovery.
Mm. Yeah, that's Glenda. This is Jenny, but yeah, definitely.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. You'll get to know her. Well, you'll get to know Glenda's voice for sure soon. I think she's her call dropped, so I'm not sure. She may just be receiving the blessings that we're all offering today.
So I wanted to send a blessing out to, I want to say the world, because of the events from yesterday in England, to not have people overreact and to over scrutinizing and putting up all these barriers and going too far to the right or the left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, it seems like it could go either way, depending on how the individual is bent. And the fear just keeps coming up, and it just feels so heavy and dense. But to be able to find the light within and shine and stand from that place.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Yes, I think doing these blessings especially will help us to stay rooted in who we are and not get like you said, not overreact and not get pulled in a direction, one or another direction. Thank you, Heather. Welcome, and we're so glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for that comment, Heather. This is Glenda. And thanks, Denise, and Tony. I actually was momentarily muted, didn't realize it, but I just wanted to say that I so appreciate how our community of blessing givers are each receiving instructions from the Holy Spirit. And each person is bringing a refinement of grace to the blessing so that our collective understanding is growing as well as our personal understanding. It isn't the blessing giver that gives the blessing. What we do is we open our heart, our soul, and our life that the blessings of Christ may flow through us. We're a little bit like a satellite dish. I've got one on my roof, and I sometimes use that image to get myself centered and to get the any shred of ego presence out of the way. So it's not Glenda there. It's a receiver. And especially on this day of Pentecost, we want to remember that because this is the birthday of the church. And I think it's extremely significant that Yeshua, the Son of God, who came here to bring us a divine presence in human form, did not found a church. He didn't. It was for many reasons. One, he didn't feel that a reformation of religion was the answer. He believed that the reformation of souls was the answer. And that's what he lived and transcended and was resurrected and lives with us till this day, till this very moment, to demonstrate. And so the church was founded as a spiritual entity. And I think that we have to remember that. It's not about a place we go to worship. It's not about a doctrine we hold that defines our protocol for worship. Our faith, our relationship to God, is about reconnecting our soul with our Father in a very personal way. And the Holy Spirit came to the earth in order to ignite that power. And just as any loving parent will love all children equally and yet be a little different to each in the sense of uniqueness, not difference in the sense of better or worse, but some children are gifted with artistic ability, some with athletic ability, some with intellectual ability, and a good parent will just respect the difference in the children. And we are all unique. We're all part of the family of God that is being extended into creation. And it's being extended spiritually. So I think it's very important that we acknowledge that today and understand that it's through the power of the Holy Spirit that this blessing can be conveyed. And every time a blessing giver does that, we empty ourselves just a little bit more of whatever is not of God, whatever is just some kind of toxic residue from having lived life on the edge of a highway. You know, and we all do that. We all have to do that. And I guess that was really the main thing I wanted to say today because it is the day of Pentecost. But, Jenny, you're doing a wonderful job taking calls, so I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Okay. Thank you. So, here, I think we have a caller from area code 646. 646, you're on.
Oh, hi, Jenny. This is Elizabeth in New York. I just wanted to ask, Hi. And you are doing a wonderful job, Glenn, just said thank you. I just wanted to ask a blessing for a friend of mine in New Orleans. Her name is Ara Porter, and she has cancer, and it's not too good, and I know that, you know, she could use all the help she could get to come back and find balance in her body and mind and spirit, so I just asked if we could send a blessing out to Ara today for help and assistance.
Absolutely. Yes. Let's include Ara. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Next, we have a caller from area code 512. 512, you're on. You may have to unmute your phone.
Hello?
There you go.
Okay, great. Hi. Yes, I'm a blessing giver, and I wanted to put a blessing request out there. I recently heard. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What was your name? I think
okay.
I missed your name.
But I'll just go with my that I'm a blessing giver for right
oh.
now.
Okay.
I recently heard someone speak, and he is part of an organization that's focused on communication and reconciliation between different groups. And he talked about a specific country in the Middle East, which I'll just leave it at that, where there's so much going on there and we don't hear everything, but in this particular country, thousands and thousands of people are being let out of jails and they're being replaced by individuals like himself who are trying to do something positive there in terms of communication. Like, according to this person, 60,000 people, 500 of which are mothers with their newborn children. And so they're being put in these jails because they've been trying to do something positive and improve communication in these areas where there's so much strife. And I know that's just one example. But for the blessing, I wanted to put out there that we include individuals, certainly in the Middle East and elsewhere, who might be experiencing persecution. But also, you know, Jesus tells us to pray for our enemies.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to pray for anyone who is involved or part of the blessing involved in persecution or be encouraged to be involved in persecution. And my vision is that their heart will open and will be filled with the love of Christ and the Holy Spirit and the love of God. And my thoughts about this are that there are many times, I think, probably all religions have persecuted some other religion over the history of mankind or humankind. And the only real religion is that God is love and that we're created in love. And the only real religion is love. That's what I'd like to share. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Next, we have a caller. I think this is our last. Actually, I'm not sure. One second here while I press on. Are you still there, the last caller? Okay.
I think you just put Gina Wilder on.
Okay.
Hello? This is Gina.
Oh. Okay, I guess had a little confusion there for a moment. Okay, good. I thought for some reason that you were just on.
You're fine.
Someone else. Okay, go ahead, Gina.
Oh, hello. This is Gina. I just wanted to ask a quick question. You were talking about the Holy Spirit. And because we are human, I was wondering if you can, or anybody, can explain what the Holy Spirit looks like, feels like, how you identify with it, how you feel it. Any insight on that would be great.
Well, I can give a little insight. It's going to be a little different for each person. If you've ever gotten what we call God bumps or chill bumps, that's probably the Holy Spirit. if you've ever had a brilliant realization and you just felt lighted from within, that was probably the Holy Spirit. The book of Acts describes the coming of the Holy Spirit to the apostles on the day of Pentecost. And that would be a good place for you to start and read the description there. It came in like a wind, and it settled around them like flames on their shoulders. And it went through their voice, and their voice was so charged with energy. They could not only hear but speak in all the tongues of humankind. That's something that's been very, very misinterpreted to be thought to be a weird language, like something that's never been spoken before. What it was a universal linguistic ability to understand any language and speak any language. Now, what this really goes back to the best of my understanding, and you can read about this in Love Without End, Jesus Speaks, where it talks about the one Spirit. And it's explained not only in spirit, in what we would normally refer to as spiritual terms, but also from the perspective of quantum physics. Everything basically is spirit. There is no place spirit is not. And everything solid in this world is just a condensation of spirit. And the condensation that you feel, the rigid form that you see in the walls and the floor and the ceilings around your room, are still quite vaporous in the sense that for every particle there are 99% parts of empty space, except the space isn't empty. It's full of a basic quantum energy that is just made up of adamantine particles, love, and potential. And this combination of, shall we say, creative essence is spirit. Now, that's in all things. But when the will of God activates that spirit, then it becomes the Holy Spirit. So yes, we can say in the rocks, in the trees, in the birds, in the breeze, all of that, there's spirit in everything. But when the will and the intention and the love of God activates it, you feel it. You feel a special force. It could be almost like a wind blowing. It could feel like a light. It could feel like a fire within. Like all of a sudden you just get hot within. Or you get cold. Just depending upon the type of effect and the type of message that's being sent to you. But you can feel when God activates the Spirit. So the Spirit itself is not essentially different. It's in all things. It's with all things. It's what all things are made of. In the Bible it said, by my Spirit all things were created. So when God activates the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit. So the activation of Spirit is what that's really referring to.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. That was beautiful.
And we could get this many times in studying. Like we will be reading something and we'll be asking questions and being confused, and we'll say, well, I could look at it this way, I could look at it that way. My goodness, what really is the truth? And then all of a sudden, it's like something goes up our spine and we say, oh, I got it. That was the Holy Spirit. That was God answering your request so that you could see it correctly.
Thank you so much, Glenda. That was perfect.
Wow. That was. I really like that. We have one more caller, Glenda. And then I guess we'll start the blessing after that.
I guess so. It's about time.
Okay. We have a caller from area code 413, a wireless caller. You're on.
Hi, Glenda and Jenny. It's June from Massachusetts, and I was thinking of that prayer people say on Pentecost, come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful and kindle in us the fire. I think that's a beautiful prayer, and we could use a little kindling. I'm asking for a blessing for me and also for a dear friend who's getting all her tomorrow. So she could use a blessing, too. Her name is Arlene. So
wonderful. Okay. We've got her on the list, and you, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, June. Okay. We are ready.
We are at 333. Wow. That's perfect.
Speaking of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. So I will, so everyone who came to give the blessing, please stand with Jenny. I will offer the prayer to Yeshua, and I will continue praying during the time you offer the blessing. And everyone else, as soon as I have said my invocation to Yeshua, you begin your prayer from your heart. Ask for whatever is in your heart, your mind, your soul, your being. Pray for others, the world, the conditions we're living in, a better tomorrow for the children, the lonely, the lost, the hurt, and the ailing. Let's pray for them all. Let's be here to be conduits for the love of God moving in great volumes upon the earth. Okay? So, Yeshua, beloved, Son of God, brother of humankind, to all of us who came to teach us who we really are. We knew that when we were born, and as do all little children. But as we live and dig more deeply into life, we tend to think of ourselves as the troubles we have, or the rewards we receive, or the abilities we have, or the challenges, or our ability to serve or even make a sacrifice. We identify ourselves by our situations. And we ask that at least for this moment, you relieve us of that and just allow us to be seated and receiving, or lying down and receiving, or the blessing giver standing and giving, all of us to be simply the love that we are, empowered by the Holy Spirit, your love, and the grace of our Almighty Father. Amen. Blessing givers begin.
a blessing is complete. So now go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Rest your body and your mind while the energy of the blessing is assimilated. And may you all and your loved ones be blessed this week. We'll see you next Sunday. Thanks for being here.